You go to the doctor, your labs come back normal, you're told you're fine, but you don't feel fine. You're exhausted, foggy, not yourself, and somehow everything looks normal, doesn't match how you actually feel every single day. Today's guest believes our entire approach to health is backwards, that we've built a system focused on managing disease instead of helping people truly thrive. She's a board-certified nurse practitioner on a mission to change that and to help you understand what it actually means to feel your best, not sick. Now, my guest today brings real clinical expertise, and she's a bold vision for what health could be. Angela Peterson is a board-certified family nurse practitioner, a former Navy nurse, a clinic owner, and the author of The Wellness Glitch. She's helped thousands of patients optimize their health, and she's leading an advocate for shifting healthcare away from simple managing disease and toward a health optimization. Now, helping people not just to survive, but to generally thrive. Angela, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Oh, thanks, Stacey. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, let's start with something so many people have experienced and been frustrated by. Now, you've built work around the idea that healthcare system manages disease instead of creating health. Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's the model that we've kind of fallen into that the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry and really the healthcare system, they're all intertwined. They make more money when you're on more medication. And that just goes hand in hand. And we've been in this cycle for many years now. And, there's a pill for everything. And there used to be kind of a badge of honor to be like on multiple prescription medications. Well, now we know that's not the right way to approach health. Masking symptoms is not what we want to do. We want to get rid of symptoms. And by getting rid of symptoms, you really have to look at like the root cause of what's going on. And, by far and large, it comes down to, your inflammatory status. And when your inflammation is high, you're at risk for every chronic disease, from diabetes, cardiovascular disease, dementia. Those are all related to inflammation. And being able to control that with blood sugar regulation is really where, you need to start when you're looking at ways of improving, the status of your health and optimizing, your vitality.
Now, why do you think so many people get told everything is normal or fine when they know in their bodies that something is off?
I'm so glad you led with that because that I see that all the time. And blood work can be a very useful tool, but it's also not everything. And you really need to see someone that can kind of break down what the blood work, means. Like just because it's within normal ranges, well, that's fine, but you also need to have a, subjective analysis of that. And if you're tired, if you're foggy, if libido is low, for instance, like all there's so many subjective measures that what is normal is not necessarily normal for you. And we have to understand that lab tests, the averages are based on kind of a subset of the population from we don't really know. And the biggest thing that I see with lab values is testosterone. And, you can be l normal, but that can be very low. And, the normal ranges go from like 300 to let's say 1,000. When you go see your routine visit and, oh, everything's fine. And you're like you said, like, well, no, that's not how I feel. And I see this a lot with men when their testosterone is low normal and they just feel absolutely terrible. And that's the one thing that's so easy to turn around and it's so necessary. And I'm seeing low normal testosterone levels in all age groups, even teenagers. So there's definitely a problem there and it's not getting any better. There are like limitations with hormone replacement therapy, especially testosterone. when, especially for, you know, a male that wants to start a family, and, you know, there can be some side effects. So that needs to be definitely done cautiously. Yeah. But turning around, you know, a testosterone level, you know, in a middle-aged man, can they are different people overnight. I always say this, like, you don't realize how bad you felt until you start feeling good.
Yeah.
And the hormone regulation has a lot to do with that. And being told that you're normal when you're, you know, not feeling good is yeah. very discouraging.
Oh, yeah. And even with women, like, I've been on hormone therapy for like 15 years. Like, I started menopause and going into like perimenopause at 39. And yeah. my progesterone and my testosterone were so low. They were like 0.05. Yep. And once I started working with my doctor and she started to increase the testosterone and the progesterone, what a difference. Even you know, in a female, you see the difference. If you are low in testosterone and you're low in progesterone or whatever you may be low in, you can feel the difference. And like you said, people have to look at the blood work a certain way, because you could be still in the normal range, but that normal range isn't normal for you.
Yeah. And you're so right. I mean, I did the same thing. Once like I started noticing some changes, I was like, okay, we're fixing this immediately. And I've been on it for several years now. And I always laugh to my, you know, I always make this comparison with my clients. Like, if Elon Musk told me today, you're going to Mars to help colonize, you know, our new town up there, and you can only take one medication, what would it be? And I would say my testosterone cream for sure. Like, it's that important. And women have been sidelined for hormone replacement for so many years. And they've been given terrible, terrible information. And that's why we see, you know, the generation ahead of us that's really, you know, deteriorating at a fast rate, because quite honestly, we just weren't supposed to live this long, but now we are, and we need ways to optimize that. And hormone replacement is by far one of the most important pillars of things you need to establish very early on. And it's going to protect your brain, your bones, and your heart, and especially for women, and also the estrogen piece too. Like, we really have no data on estrogen and like what's too much. There's literally nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is also very important for women, and it's important for men too, but we're in different aspects of it. Estrogen can be amazing for skin. You know, if you're not aging well, you know, and you have a lot of wrinkles, well, part of that problem is your estrogen deficiency.
Exactly. And I think it's your estrogen. It's like, I'm not sure the exact number, but I know over 400 things in your body are controlled by estrogen. And once your estrogen is not at par and it's low, there's so many changes that you will notice. And it's so, you know, I can't stress it, because it was like, after I started doing hormone replacement, like 3 months, I noticed a little change. And then like 6 months, I noticed a bigger change. And then 9 months, I started feeling like a different person. And literally, I could say, like, you know, I'm 54 years old. I feel like I'm in my early 30s when it comes to energy, vitality, you know, just being able to get out of bed and not feel like I'm dragging my feet, which I did for such a long time before I realized what the hell was going on with me. Because for someone who's not well educated in hormone replacement and doesn't really know a lot of what's going on, you see all these changes in yourself. You're like, you know, you don't know what's going on unless you reach out to somebody. And a lot of people are afraid to reach out to somebody, or they don't know who to reach out to.
Oh, Stacey, I've had clients come to me in tears that have gone to their OBGYN or their primary care provider. And, you know, they're in their late 30s, early 40s, and they're starting to really notice changes. Like, their libido sucks. They don't feel good. They're tired all the time. They're cranky. And I've had a client literally tell me that their provider said, well, I think you should probably try marriage counseling first. So, or like, I mean, these, it's just like, it's insanity where you're like, no, I just really want you to listen and help me feel better.
Yeah.
They're just brushed aside. Like, oh, everything, you're crazy. Everything's fine. And you can't do that anymore. You can't just accept that, you know, for what it is. You need to ask better questions, and you need to get better answers. And there are so many people that are just completely sidelined because they either are with somebody that doesn't care or they just don't have the time to deal with it. And, you know, hormones, it's not that complicated.
Right.
And, you know, and a lot of people get fixated on numbers, but it's more of like, well, how do you feel? Like, how is this working for you? Do we need to go up? Do we need to go down? Are you feeling good? And all of that's very subjective. The numbers give a good reference point, but that's only one part of the, you know, picture is the lab values. What really is important is like, how are you feeling? How is this all working together? Like, are you, you know, do you feel better? And I'm like you, I feel better than I did in my 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
And, you know, I attribute a lot of that to getting on a hormone replacement routine and controlling my blood sugar.
Yeah. Me too. Exactly. And when I controlled my blood sugar, I felt even better. You know, like I cut out sugar out of my diet. I just ate healthy foods. And when it was like getting off of heroin when I got off of sugar.
Yeah.
And, but once I did it, I started to feel so much better. And my,
well, you just think differently. Your brain thinks differently.
Like yes.
You have this, you kind of untap this capacity in your brain that you didn't really know was there because it's so clouded with like, you know, sugar. And once you can get rid of that, it's a whole other world.
Oh yeah, 100%. Now your book is called The Wellness Glitch, and I love that phrase. Like it suggests that something in the system is broken. Like what is the wellness glitch?
So it's really a bunch of things all wrapped up into one. And I've just spent a lot of time looking and observing, you know, our institutions and our systems that we rely on, and we've lost trust in every single one of those institutions across the board, especially in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of it is a lot of the trust is developed because of fear. And we've gotten into this, you know, place where everybody's very scared. Everybody's fearful that they're going to get the cancer diagnosis, that they're going to have a terminal illness, that they're going to, you know, die of a heart attack if they don't take this pill. And just being able to really take back our own agency of what it is that means, what is health to us? Like health is not just like how your body functions. It's how you interact in society. It's how you interact with your family members. Are you a good human? Are you doing good things? And, you know, it's a lot easier to be a productive, good citizen when you feel good. And, you know, you want to promote that and you want to have our environment better. Like we were talking earlier before we started recording, you know, our food system is so fundamentally backwards.
Yeah.
And that's where we really need to put a lot of energy in this country is how do we make our food supply, you know, healthy for consumption? And how do we remove these chemicals that have been proven to cause disease?
Right.
And we're not doing enough about it. And the access to, you know, pesticide-free fruits and vegetables, grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs and chicken, you know, it's out there, but it's very limited and it really cuts out a large demographic of Americans that have a lower socioeconomic status or that live in an urban environment. And, you know, when we look at all of that, it's like, what are we doing? Like, we're just poisoning ourselves. We're creating this obesity problem. And, you know, the obesity crisis is really a real thing. And that's what causes all kinds of, you know, comorbidities. And that's really what the wellness glitch kind of focuses on is, you know, the obesity crisis has caused all of these problems.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of getting better for, a certain subset of the population. But I think it's like a very limited amount of people at this point. And we know what it is we need to do. We're just not really doing that from, you know, an institutional level down. And that's where, you know, the legislation needs to change. We need to elect leaders that are passionate about this. And those are the glitches in the system that are just making things crazy.
Oh, 100%. Now, what's the fundamental thing that you believe that we've gotten wrong about health and wellness?
I mean, the fundamental thing that is the overprescribing of prescription medication.
Oh, yeah.
And not you know, being able to say, you know, not looking at what is really causing all of this. And like I said before, a lot of it relates to your inflammatory status.
Yeah.
So, you know, the GLP-1 I think it's like revolutionary, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That has changed so many aspects of health for so many people.
Yes.
And, you know, the cat's out of the bag. Like, we know these, you know, I don't like to call them medications because they're actually peptides.
Yeah.
But this has changed the game. And, you know, I am a huge advocate of it when responsibly used and, you know, under yeah. supervision. I think it's one of the greatest tools we have right now in healthcare that can really, and besides, well, hormone replacement too, but yeah. those two things can drastically turn around how you feel in a very short order. And, you know, yeah. even you know, carrying 20 extra pounds, that's extra weight on your body.
Yeah.
And that causes your body's working harder. You know, you're overloaded. Your cells aren't working right.
Right.
But, you know, just getting rid of that can be a huge change.
Oh yeah. 100%. And what would it look like if we actually flipped the model from disease management to true optimization?
I mean, it would be remarkable, but a lot of people would be out of jobs. I think, you know, we have to, you know, but we have to remember that you have agency over yourself. You yes. can make decisions. You can try an alternative way. There's no reason that you can't. And we
You're
need
right.
to stop, you know, and a lot of this is, you know, based on ability to pay for things like this. And that's where I get really frustrated is like everybody should have access to these kinds of, you know, really life-saving therapies because, you know, it shouldn't just be those who can do, you know what I mean? It,
yeah.
it really should have, this should be like a foundational aspect of just being a human.
Right.
Because if we're not going to change our food, if we're not going to change how we live, we have to have tools to combat it. And, you know, the GLP use, I think, creates such a, it resets the game. And for a lot of people, you don't have to have that daily battle with food.
Right.
And being able to not like struggle every day, like counting your calories, thinking about, okay, I just had, you know, a cheeseburger for lunch, you know, I was kind of indulgent today, but now I got to get on the treadmill, you know, for a couple hours to make sure I like walk that off. Like you can live a much more balanced life because you're given the right tools to make better decisions.
Right.
And I am so fundamentally like, you know, pro all of this that I think, you know, because there are people that can regulate their own blood sugar and there are people that can regulate their appetite. I mean, they're just genetically different than someone that really deals with obesity. And a lot of people yeah. will say, oh, well, it's just about making choices. Well, I mean, they may eat the same that you do, but their body processes it completely different.
Exactly.
And there has to be some acknowledgement of that because it does come down to genetics and it does come down to willpower. But like our brains are wired differently. And, you know, the GLP-1 use really helps people that struggle, you know, make better decisions and get, you know, it levels the field.
Yes, definitely. Now let's talk about something that affects so many people, especially women, and it's so often overlooked. You work with hormone health, which influences energy, mood, sleep, and so much more. Why are hormones such a missing piece in how people feel day to day?
Well, it really goes back to the, you know, the Women's Health Initiative that was in the early 2000s that, mm-hmm. you know, now we know is a very flawed study, but that's where a lot of misinformation came from. And that's why there's,
yeah.
you know, a generation of women that are really completely sidelined because they were told that, oh, if you do hormone replacement, you are going to get cancer. You
yep.
are going to have a heart attack. Like it was this whole fear campaign and the study was using synthetic hormones. They basically, you know, had women that were, you know, advanced age that participated in it. So were they at risk already for cancer? Were they at risk already for heart disease? Like it was a very, very flawed study, but that's where all the information came from. And it became this huge like taboo, like,
yeah.
oh, I'm not going to do hormone replacement because that's going to give me cancer. Well, we know it's not true. And then unwinding all of that programming is actually really hard. And I argue with this with my mother. She like won't believe me. She's like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm like, well, why not? Well, because I'm going to get cancer, or my doctor told me I could have a heart attack. I'm like, I'm your daughter. And I'm like, you're missing out.
Yeah.
And you know, it's very hard to do that deprogramming, because, you know, they trust the person in the white jacket. They trust the medications that they're getting from CVS that are going to prevent, you know, a heart attack. Yeah. And, you know, the trust factor is really hard to build back up.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, like, our generation is going to do it differently, but hormone replacement is really pivotal. And, you know, I can't stress it enough. And if someone tells you that your labs are normal, but you know they're not, you have to go find somebody else that will take a look at it and ask you the right questions.
Exactly.
And put a plan together for you to put you on bioidentical hormones and, you know, have the follow-up. Have someone that really, you know, cares. And I know those of us like me are few and far between, but if you empower yourself with the right knowledge, you can find it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. Now, what do people most misunderstand about hormone health, and why should they understand before ever talking to their own provider about it?
Well, you just have to understand that as age, you know, as you age, your hormones are going to decline. That is just how we work physiologically. And like I said before, we weren't supposed to live this long. You know, we weren't supposed to live into our, you know, 80s and 90s. And now, you know, we're going to see people living past 100, living very, very full lives because of the decisions that they have made.
Right.
But, you know, the information is out there that and you can talk to anybody that does it. They're like, oh, this is the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
You know, it's this fear campaign that really, you know, persuaded a lot of women, especially, to not use, you know, they thought they were doing themselves a favor. They thought they were doing something, you know, beneficial for their long-term health. And we know that's not to be true. But the decline in testosterone in men is actually something I'm really passionate about. And I'm really worried about, because, you know, you see declining fertility. We see the birth rate, you know, declining. All of these things are happening. And it does have a lot to do with low testosterone, which in large part is caused by microplastics. But, you know, and it's just our environment. And, you know, that to me is really scary.
It is. It definitely is. Now, for the listeners out there, if you've ever been told that you're fine while feeling anything but not fine, this conversation is going to open your eyes to what's really possible for your health. Follow the advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you the experts who help you understand your body and feel your absolute best. Now, GLP-1 medications are everywhere in the conversation right now. And there is so much confusion. So, like, let's bring some clarity to it. Like, you work with GLP-1s in your practice. Without giving any medical advice, help us understand the bigger picture. Like, what are these medications really doing, and where do they generally help, and what is the honest, like, limitations that people don't hear about?
Well, like I said, I don't like to call them medications, because they're core molecular structure, they're considered a peptide. And they're replicated by substances that our body already makes. Some of us just don't have enough of it, or it's not utilized correctly. And that's where, you know, we see people that have good metabolism versus people that don't.
Right.
So there's actually, you know, the first one that came out was semaglutide, and that is Ozempic or Wegovy.
Yeah.
So semaglutide was kind of the first one on the scene, and it, you know, was a medication that treated type 2 diabetes. But what we've learned is that it really helped control appetite. It really helped people, you know, decrease their caloric intake so that they could be in a caloric deficit to lose weight. And then we started realizing that it has a lot of function on brain activity, where it, you know, your brain responds with, you know, feelings of fullness, where you don't need to keep eating. You can walk away from a birthday cake at, you know, an office party. You don't have to finish the whole pizza. Like, your brain gets better signaling to your, basically your stomach, saying, hey, we're full. Like, yes. You're good. Like, if you have any more, you're not going to feel good.
Right.
The problem, I love semaglutide, but it does have a lot of side effects that are really hard for people. There's, you know, there can be a lot of nausea. There can be a lot of diarrhea. There can be a lot of constipation. So it can be kind of difficult. However, with longer term use, most of those side effects go away because your body learns to recalibrate. So it's a wonderful way to manage, you know, metabolic balance. But then, you know, like with everything, it just gets better and better. And that's when tirzepatide came out. And that is more known as Mounjaro or Zepbound. Mm-hmm. So tirzepatide is actually a 3-peptide.
Okay.
And this is my favorite one by far. The side effects are less. It works incredibly well. And, you know, people are controlling their appetite, they're eating less, and they're turning off that brain function, which all three of those combined are, you know, what really will help you get into metabolic balance.
Right.
And there's a third one coming out, which is, I mean, the hype over this peptide is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Oh, wow.
And it's called retatrutide, but it's still like technically in clinical research with Eli Lilly. They have not released it as a brand name yet, but people can get it. They can get it, you know, through research only peptide companies. I know so many people that are on it and absolutely love it. I don't think it has the same appetite suppression for kind of the brain activity as tirzepatide does, but people are raving about it. And a lot of that is because they've never tried semaglutide or tirzepatide before. They just kind of went quickly to the trending one, which is Reta. And, you know, it does work, but I think there's some limitations with it, you know, and a lot of people are saying, well, it doesn't cause muscle wasting. That's all like not true.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they're tools to help you get into metabolic balance. And that's what I really love.
Oh, I love that. That sounds amazing. Now, you know, how do you think about them as part of the true health optimization rather than a quick fix?
Well, that's absolutely what they are. They are going to help you get out of an inflammatory state. And when you're out of an inflammatory state, your risk for all-cause mortality goes down. You reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease, for dementia, for diabetes, all of these chronic illnesses that, you know, are plaguing a lot of Americans these days.
Yeah.
You take yourself out of that. You take yourself out of that cycle. You take yourself out of that risk. And, you know, then you're not dependent on prescription medication. You're taking back that. You don't need it. Your blood pressure is controlled. Your peripheral vasculature has, you know, flexibility. And that's what people need to understand is that you know, it's not the cholesterol that's the problem. It's the peripheral resistance, the rigidity of your vasculature that becomes inflexible because you're so inflamed.
Right. That's so true. Now let's make this practical and hopefully, you know, because I know people are listening and thinking, I want that for them. Now for the person who's tired of just managing symptoms and wants to actually feel their best, like where do they begin?
I mean, it begins with, I mean, a consultation, some blood work and, you know, looking at like what your goals are and what's the immediate need. What do we really need to fix first? And, you know, like I said before, a lot of that comes down to fixing your inflammation. And that can be done, you know, very well with the GLP-1 recommendation.
Yeah.
You know, there are lots and lots of telehealth companies that are popping up all over. They can be kind of frustrating, but that can be like one entry point. If you can't find someone in your general vicinity that knows what they're doing and is passionate about this, you know, utilize a telehealth company. You know, they're out there, they're very reputable, and they can get you hooked up with things that you need.
Right. That's so true. And it's so important to have someone really watch over you and take the blood work, like you mentioned, because like I'm seeing things all the time now in the stores popping up that could boost your testosterone, that could do this, could do that. And it's so dangerous to try to take things into your own hands and think that you could be your own doctor, because if you throw off one type of hormone, it could throw off your whole body. And people don't
And a lot of those are just herbal, you know, they're not. They have all these wild claims, but they're just like an herbal supplement. They're not
exactly
they, and that's the thing with herbal supplements. You can't really say that it's going to improve your testosterone. Like, there's no proof of that. And so this is like a lot of false advertising, but people will buy anything that is a quick fix. You know, like, oh, I can order this $30 bottle that I saw on, you know, an infomercial, and I'm going to, you know, get my testosterone back. I'm going to get my libido back. Well, maybe, maybe not.
That's very true. Now, what does true health optimization look like in real life? And what are the, you know, foundational things that really matter the most?
Well, it's metabolic balance, it's hormone replacement, and it's just really that feeling of vitality where, you know, you're not exhausted all day. You're not, you know, run into Starbucks at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for your caffeine and sugar fix. And, you know, there's a lot of trap in that. And it's just, it's really about putting all the pieces together, living, you know, exercise, sunlight, fresh air. You know, I can't stress enough about how much like just getting some sunlight during the day can be so beneficial just for your mental health. And you know, you can program to fear the sun. Well, the sun can actually be very, very healing. And, you know, being out in nature, being grounded, getting your feet in the grass, like so many of those, like just simple things can make you feel so much better. But, you know, we live in this rat race. We're running from here to there, you know, dropping the kids off at soccer, going to pick this other, you know, kid up at lacrosse, got to get home to, you know, get on the Zoom call at 7 p.m. for, you know, clients in another country. Like, I mean, everybody's running ragged. And, you know, if you can like, you know, be a little bit more balanced, you know, you can deal with like a lot of life stressors much better and not have to be like really, you know, reliant on quick fixes.
100%. And what would you say to someone who's been dismissed or told it's just aging or just stress and is ready for more?
Then just keep asking the right questions. Keep going. Like, don't take no for an answer, because you know, you know deep down, like, this isn't right. Like, I just, like, you know, you have this vision of yourself and you know you can do better.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just taking that first step. And sometimes that first step is just losing 20 pounds. And then, you know, you can get back to where you feel good, your clothes are fitting, you feel confident.
Yes.
So you're a better partner, you're a better husband, better wife, better mother, better father.
Yeah.
You know, that has a lot to do with it. And that makes everything work better. And you know, the success stories that I hear from people, they're like, I can't tell you how good I feel. I was like, it was just a little couple tweaks. I'm like, you were doing a lot of things right, but these were the things that needed to be tweaked. And it's really simple stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing that's like super simple that people don't even realize is everybody's pretty much sodium depleted. And, you know, we're low salt, you know, void salt. We actually really need real mineral salt in our diets more than you think. And that can give you incredible energy all day by just upping your real mineral salt intake, not like just table salt, but like something from the earth and an electrolyte that powers cellular activity. And when you can get that going in a much better homeostasis, which is like balance, you feel so much better.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Now you served as a Navy nurse, built a clinic, helped thousands of patients, and you've written a book all in pursuit of a better way to, you know, think about health. So what do you, most want every person listening to understand about health and about the difference between not sick and truly well, and about what becomes possible when they stop settling and they start optimizing?
Well, it really, you know, one of the main messages in the Wellness Glitch that I'm really passionate about, and I really try to empower people, is that you are responsible for yourself, nobody else.
Right.
And if you're not going to take ownership and agency of that, like no one's going to help you but yourself. Mm-hmm. So the answer is always, it always comes from within, where, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to make changes and you don't feel good, you have to keep searching out different solutions.
Yes.
And it may not just be one thing. It might be a multitude of things. And being able to research that and figure out what it is you think you need, and talk to a professional that is trained in kind of figuring this stuff out. Like, you just don't stop asking questions. And
right.
we need to keep asking the right questions, especially when it comes down to our health. And if you're on something that you don't understand why, ask the questions, do the research, really yeah. understand, you know, what it is you're taking.
Yeah.
You know, a lot, one of the things that I see a lot is overprescription of antidepressants. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize what some of the consequences are.
Right.
And, you know, being able to normalize human emotion and human stress, I think, is really important, because we've all just gotten into this habit of taking a pill to fix something, when really, like, let's just normalize being a, you know, working mom. Let's normalize being, you know, a sales consultant for a company and you have to travel all the time. Like, that's stressful.
Yeah.
But there's ways that we can reduce that stress by taking care of ourselves instead of always having to reach for a prescription. And yes. I'm not saying that all prescriptions are bad. Like, there are actually some really great life-saving medications that we have discovered, you know, in the last century
right.
that are, you know, very beneficial. But we live in this kind of quick fix culture, and it doesn't always have to be that way. We can
exactly.
really step back and say, well, if I like slept better, or mm-hmm. if I could fit into my jeans that I had when I was 25, like mm-hmm. I would feel a lot better about
yeah.
myself, about everything. And then you're equipped with better tools to make better decisions.
Exactly. Oh, 100%. Now, can you tell us where we can find your book?
It's available on Amazon and paperback and hardcover and Kindle and all the things. And I would just really encourage your listeners to give it a go, because it's a very simple message, and
yes.
it resonates with a lot of people, where they're like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. And when we can look at things, you know, in our systems and really understand what's gone wrong, we can try to do things to fix it. And it's not going to be overnight. Like, we're not going to change kind of how society functions overnight, but we
yeah.
can do little things that can make a big impact, you know,
oh, yeah.
community, our country, globally, all of those things. We can start to make better informed decisions. And that's, you know, really the core message of the book, is that it's up to you. And
right.
we are more knowledgeable than we've ever been. And, you know, it just takes a little bit of effort to really peel back the layers and mm-hmm. do what it is that you feel like you need to do. And, you know, being able to take that agency back, being able to make better decisions, given the right tools and given the right, you know, advice, you know, you can really take somebody from being, you know, depressed, lonely, overweight, you know, sitting in front of the TV, all of those things. We can really turn someone around pretty
yeah.
quickly. That can, I mean, life is beautiful. Like, we should be, you know, enjoying life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really want to give someone the courage and, you know, the courage and, I guess, encouragement to make those decisions, to try
yeah.
to, you know, make your life a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's value in everybody. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, when when we all are functioning kind of at our optimal state, like, it's just a fundamentally different world.
It really is. It truly is. Now, can you tell people a little about your services and the products that you offer?
Yeah. I mean, like I say, I'm kind of a jack of all trades, but what I really, really love to do is to, like, decode health. I can do, you know, virtual consultations. I have a a peptide source that I absolutely love. They're oral dissolving peptide strips, and they're really safe. They're really effective. I can give like lots of recommendations for those. You can, you know, reach out to me in real time. I give out my work number to really anybody that has a question or wants some advice. And I'm pretty active on Twitter, which is X, but I'm very active on there. You can reach me, you know, direct message me, comment. I'd love to get, you know, a bigger following going on there. That's been like the algorithm is always kind of a thorn in my side, but, you know, I'm widely available and, you know, really what it is, I'm just trying to get the message across that, like, just keep asking better questions. I'd be happy to talk to anybody. And, you know, we can just do little things that will make such a big difference in how you feel and how you act and interact as a human.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And for the listeners out there, you know, it turns out that there's a world of difference between not being sick and truly thriving. And most of us have been settling for the first without even realizing the second was even possible. You know, Angela Peterson is on a mission to change that. And today she reminded us that we deserve more than just fine. We deserve to feel our best. And I just want to thank you so much for being on the show and, you know, for being here. Please tell the listeners out there where they can find you and learn more about, you know, your work and about your book and The Wellness Glitch.
I mean, the best place to start is on Amazon. You know, order the book. I would love for you to read it. And then I really, the platform that I find the best engagement with is Twitter, which is, you know, X now. But that one, to me, there's no censorship. And, you know, we can really have an honest conversation. We can talk about the things that need to be talked about, you know. But I'm also on Instagram at Amplified Total Wellness. And then my website is ampedhealth.net, which I'm sure will be in the comments. But, you know, there's a world of opportunity for everybody. And, you know, now we have the tools to do it. And it's just up to you to take that first step.
I agree 100%. And once you take that first step and you start making those little tweaks, what a difference. You know, I could say that just from personal experience. What a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, it, the more we talk about it, the more people are, you know, listening, the more people are like, okay, well, I, you know, I've been feeling all of these things and I need to start making some, you know, better decisions and, you know, really reevaluate what it is I'm doing. And you can do so much.
Yes, you really can. And if this conversation resonated, share it with someone who's been told that they're fine, but knows that they deserve to feel so much better. And once again, Angela, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. You've really shed some light on a lot of these different issues and really showed people, you know, the true facts and really how easily someone can take the first step to feeling like a new person again. And I thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you'll come back and we could talk more about a lot of these topics that you brought up. I think it's so important for both men and women to really, if they're not feeling their 100%, and most people as we get older, everything starts to decrease in our bodies and our metabolism different, you know, vitamin deficiency, so many different things go on. They need somebody like yourself who can really help them and hold their hand and monitor them and really help them to feel their very best, because everyone deserves to feel good. And so I'm so glad that you came on the show to share your message today. And I think you're doing great. And I just love what you do.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. This has been a great conversation. And like I said, reach out. I'm here to help. And, you know, I obviously have my perspective that I think works. But, you know, there's lots of perspectives. And just being able to kind of filter through the noise and, you know, not taking no for an answer. And don't ever say, if someone just says you're fine and you don't feel like you're fine, don't stop there.
100%. Thank you so much, Angela. This has been an amazing interview today.
All right. Well, I can't wait to do it again.
Yes, me too. You have a great day.
All right, you too.